Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rabbi Eliyahu ben Harav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Avoisai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyam HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is right around the corner. This is the last call to register for this special evening of Kavod HaTorah and Simchas HaTorah. We will have the schus to hear Divrei Chizik from Harav HaGoyin Rav Yerucham Olshin, as well as from Harav Moshe Brown, Harav Eitan Feiner, and Harav Aaron Sorsher, our guest of honor. You don't want to pass up on this one-time opportunity to meet the Magid Shir who will be flying in from around the world. 6:30 will be the reception to greet the Magid Shir, followed by the Seuda Siyam at 7:30. To make and secure your reservations for this magnificent evening, please visit shasilluminated.org/Siyam or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427. We are looking forward to greeting you personally.
We're learning Masech Nida Daf Samech. We're going to start from the end of Daf Samech Dalam and Beis, the sugya of Itmar Bovel Emot Sedan. The Gemara says, Itmar Bovel Emot Sedan V'chozu U'bol Emot Sedan. Let's say the first beer there was no dam, and the second beer there was dam. It's Machlekes Reb Chanina Metmei V'Reb Asya Metayra. Machlekes Reb Chanina Reb Asya, Reb Chanina says that Yitamei, and Reb Asya says Yitara. Reb Chanina Metmei Demisa Da'av Adam Besul Mikor Hava Asi. You can't say that the dam now of the second beer was dam Besulim, because why wasn't it there by the first beer? Reb Asya Metayra, Vilmes Shamle Kedishmuel. Maybe the first bee, it happened to be like Shmuel, when he could be boiled the basul with any dam. Shmuel was excessively talented, and other people were not chayshish, that there was a bee without dam. It must have been there was no basulim, so you can't be toila the second bee in the basulim. Atkan the sugyu. So kibshutai, this machoikis is a hemshech, the Mishnah is discussing how much you could be toil in Besulim. The Mishnah gives different shiurim, like we spoke in the previous shiur. A tinaikish le'igiyazman aliris could be toil achachaysa makalafi beisavol. If it's igiyazman aliris, da'alad leilais, if it's rasab beisavil, you have laila echad. So Rav Asin Chanina arguing that these dinim apply even if the first beer there was no dam. Rav Chanina says no. Once the first beer didn't have dam, you see she's not a basula. You see she didn't have any dam basulim, because it would have came the first beer. And Avasi says, no, it's not a raya, it didn't come the first beer, because it could have been like Shmuel. Now Rashi says that the case was, v'chos of a bowl b'teich arba leilois, that the second beer was within 4 nights. So the Sijei Tyre and the Sefer Chidat Halachas and the Piskei Nidam are bothered. Why did Rashi say it was within 4 nights? The Sijei Tyre asks, if we're going to assume that the first Biyah was a fluke, it was Kiddush Shmuel, so why wouldn't you be able to be Taylor even more than 4 nights? Come dice, the second Biyah is the first Biyah. Why did Rashi say it was Dafka within 4 nights, a Pella? So the Sijei Tyre wanted to say Mikayach that Rashi had a different shot in the Sugya. Azayi learned the sugya, and it's mavur this way in the Rambam, that it's talking about the very first beer there was no dam, and the second beer there was dam. Zakt, the Sijei Tyre Rashi didn't learn that way. If the first beer there was no dam, everyone holds its mutter. But we're talking about the first beer there was dam. After the first beer there was dam, you still have dalad leilois. So now they had an argument. If within those dalad leilois, you had a beer without dam. So do you say, oh, now they have a beer without dam, even though you're still within the dalad leilois, but they had a beer without dam, is it right that the basulim are gone? Or do you say, no, the beer without dam, that you say is Kiddush Shmuel. But if the first beer was without dam, then the chuli alma you'd say that it was Kiddush Shmuel. And he says, even though, like we said, the Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph from Abay says, Klar, and this Gemara also calls man shereik mitzvi b'teich hapez mashma, that when you have a beer without dam, that's it. You can't be toil anymore. Hazakta, that's only by a ktana. By a ktana shal egi is man aliris. So there you have a long time. You have at shechay samaka. So there, if she has a beer without dam, that's it. Because how much longer could it be? Hashem came by a Tanish Egeas Manaliris, where there you have Dalad Leilis. So there he holds, you have a Machlekes, if the Dalad Leilis that you have is even if you have a Bia without Dam, all talking about that the first Bia there was Dam, even if you Bia without Dam, but you still would have Dalad Leilis, because you say Kiddush Shmuel. That's how the Sidra Tari wants to learn a Brashi. It's very Mechudish. Rashi maybe should have spoken that a little bit more, and the Piskei Nida is bothered by it. But Darich HaNer says a Geshmak HaPshat in Rashi. Avada Rashi's talking about that the first Bia didn't have Dam. But, like we'll say, like we'll discuss later in this year, there's a Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, the Piskei Neman, L'didon, that we, whenever it is Dam, we're Machmir, and say that she's a Sebeil Bilin Bilas Mitzvah Upeirish, that even if there's no dam, v'chayshish is dam. V'chayshish that there was a tipit dam kechardol, v'chipeh v'shich v'zera. So here, what's the problem? How do you know there's no dam? Maybe there was a tipit dam kechardol, v'chipeh v'shich v'zera. And it shouldn't be a problem according to everyone. So the Mordechai Bemison, when he says this halacha, that there's a din, that y'chayshish, that there was a tipit dam kechardol, v'chipeh v'shich v'zera, the Mordechai says, that why won't we chayshish here in this Gemara? The Marechai says, because they were bekiyim. But we're not bekiyim b'zeh, so we're chayshish that there was a tibes dam kechayda v'chipeh v'shich v'zer. But the Aruch Lanev is bothered. What does the Marechai mean? What type of bekiyis do you have to know that there wasn't a tibes dam kechayda v'chipeh v'shich v'zer? Lamais is covered with shich v'zer. He's bothered with the Marechai. So he says, the Rashi says, Enechinami. The Emes is, it is possible that there was dam. But Rab Chanin is being machmer, since you didn't find dam. So it's far-fetched to say that there was dam and chiper shich was there. It's also far-fetched to say Kiddush Shmuel. And the male, we're going to assume that there was no basulim, and now we can't be taila by the second bia. But Shekin Ravasi holds that first of all, it's possible that there was dam, just was chiper shich was there. And second of all, even if there was no dam, but it could have been Kiddush Shmuel, so Mele, but see if these two possibilities of Asi is Mekel. But since Lamaisa there is a possibility that was done by the first Bia, so you can't be Mekel more than Dalad Leilis. Because we don't know that the answer why there wasn't Dam the first Bia is because of Shmuel, and then we could be Mekel and say that the second Bia has a din of the first Bia, you have Dalad Leilis from the second Bia. We don't know that. Maybe the answer is that there was Dam. And if the answer is that there was Dam, so then you only have Dalad Leilis. So Meiler, Rabbi Chanina is saying, L'chumru, we have to say that there was no dam. So L'chumru, we have to say there was no dam, and therefore you can't be Taylor the second Bia B'dam B'sulim. And Avasi also be maskim, could be L'chumru that you'd have to say there was no dam. But he says, even if there was no dam, I could say that it was Kiddush Shmuel. But even Ravasi is Meida, and Rabbi Chanina also, that L'chumru will say that there is dam. And the male, it's only mutter teich dal leilis, like of all the gipshat in the Rashi. That's why Rashi says, dafka teich dal leilis, because maybe there was dam, the chipei v'shich was there, that's the Aruch HaNer's pshat. Now, the Rif paskins like Rabbi Chanina, because he says, safik isur l'chumra, the Rambam also paskins like Chanina, then achayshish v'shmuel. And l'didon, l'alocha l'maisa, it's not really negayah. Because we paskin Ba'al Bilas Mitzvah Perish, and we paskin that way, and we'll get to that later in the Shia, by all cases. So Mela, we never Taylor Dam Basulim in anything, and therefore, even if you're gonna say Kiddush Shmuel, but the second Bia also, the din would be that Ba'al Bilas Mitzvah Perish, and it should be Aser afterwards. So the Chayr L'Didon, it's not Negei the Machlekes or Vasin or Bchaninim. But the Chavistas points out at the end of Simon Kuf Pei Zayin, and like we spoke in the previous year, it is Negeya to Reya Dam Achmas Tashmish. The Beis Yosef says that B'Negeya her being Tamei at that time that she had the Dam Basulim, so we're not Taylor at all, and we say Ve'al Vilas Mitzvah Perish in all cases. Masha'en came B'Negeya that a Isha that's Rasa three times she becomes a Reya Dam Achmas Tashmish. So there, calls a man, she didn't have a bia after the dam basulim without dam. And there are masses b'tziruf that she has ke'iv b'shas the bia, that she has pain. So we say that it's dam basulim. If one time she has a bia without dam, Then, if subsequently three times she has a bia with dam, we have a problem of rei dam machmis tashmish. But if every single bia from the besulim was a bia with dam, so then she does not blive the din of rei dam machmis tashmish, and she's just usher each time that she sees the dam, but she's mutter afterwards. So mamela, it's the gay of this halacha. What if somebody marries a besula, and the first bia there was no dam? And then the next three subsequent bias that was dam. So according to Ravasi, she would not be considered a reya dam achmas tashmish, because the first bia you could be teila and shmul. Masha'en kain, according to Rav Chanina, you can't be teila and shmul. Shmul's Rav Gavrei. And mamela, she should be considered a reya dam achmas tashmish. So zog dechav is das halacha l'maisa. If the first bia there was no dam, so mamela, even if she has ke'ev, even if the next three bias there was dam, she'll be considered a reya dam achmas tashmish. But the Chavis Da says a vaitige chiddush. He says, even if you don't know for sure that there was no dam by the first bia, because you didn't check. So you don't know. You didn't check. Did the first bia, you didn't bother looking. Anyway, even if there's no dam, like we said, the halacha is that we, achayshesh et dam v'chiper shech v'zera. So mela, the couple, someone married a besula, they had a bia, and they didn't check if there was or there wasn't dam on the first bia. They didn't see any dam, but they didn't check to see for sure that there was no dam. And then, in the subsequent bia, the next three bias, there was dam. Zaktechai was das. In that case also, she would be a reya dam achmas tashmish. And it brings a raya, because the Gemara earlier, the Afid Aleph from Abay says, the Gemara is discussing the dinim of an isha that's a sekis betares, that she has to be Baidik, Kaidim Tashmish, and Achet Tashmish. And since they are Masakin and Bedika for Tyrus, they are Masakin and Bedika Labaila, she's Mechuyiv to be Baidik, Kaidim, and Achet Tashmish. So the Gemara makes an exception. One of the exceptions of someone who does not have to be Baidik is a Basula. And the reason why a Basula doesn't have to be Baidik, Kaidim, and Achet Tashmish is what's in the Gaya. Anyway, the Dam is going to be Tahar. So Mela, she doesn't have to be Baidik. Fek Techaviz Das, but there is an afgemina. Because if there's dam now, so then you could be tell the next be also in the basulim. Assuming she's the lahigiyas manaliris, or higiyas manaliris, v'leirasa, you could be tell the next be also in the dam basulim. But if there's no dam now, so you can't be tailor. So why would they mechayev it to be baited? Because it is negay lalacha. It's negay if the subsequent bia could be tailor in dam basulim. If you're not baidik, then you can't be tailored the subsequent bia in dam besulim. So mela, the bedik is only going to be of help to her. If she's not baidik, so then she cannot be tailored the next bia in dam besulim. If she's baidik and she finds dam, then she'd be tailored the next bedika, the next bia in dam besulim. So mela, the bedik is only to help her. The bedik will only cause a kula and a chumra. So b'chai gam, then they weren't b'chayev to be baidik. That's the chavis das's raya, that if she wasn't baidik, she doesn't know that there was dam there. She has to be chayshish that there was no dam there, and she wouldn't be able to be tela. And he says, who would them be done by the din of roya dam achmas tashmish? So come dais two chidushim from the chavis das. One is l'gabi roya dam achmas tashmish, that we're saying, that if every single bia from the time of the besulim had dam, the psak halacha is al kapanim. If there was ke'ev v'shas tashmish, she's not called the rei dam chas tashmish. But if the first bia did not have dam, you don't have that halacha, because you hold like Rabbi Chanina. And the second chiddush is that if you don't know if there was dam or not, you weren't baidik, you have to be machmir. And b'chayshish, there was no dam, and she would be considered a reya dam achmas tashmish. So the first chiddush of the Chavis Das, I think it's really muskim. Now the Beis Shlomai, in Simon Samach Zayin, he's ma'ir that the Rif says we pass like Rabbi Chanina because safek yisur l'chumra. So he clears to say that legabi the din if you tailor by dam besulam, that's a din deraisa. On the side, you're not toiling dam besulim. She's a nida mideraisa. So the gabi deraisa, you have to be machmir. the din of Roya Damach Mistashmish, the Noi Dibihuda Paskin, so that's a din derabanan. He says it has to do with Vestas. Just like the Issa Vestas is derabanan, Roya Damach Mistashmish is also it's a din of Vestas. The Tashmish blibes like a Vestas, so every Tashmish will be Bishas of Vestas. So she's also mid derabanan. Nagabe, the din of Roya Damach Mistashmish, the Noi Dibihuda says it's derabanan, so maybe we could pass it like Ravasi, that you say that the first beer there was Ataya. But he's mitzadid that way. It's not clear. Pashas, you say like the Chavis Das, that we pass in the Reb Chanina, and there's no din tliya altogether if the first beer didn't have that. But look at the second halacha, that the Chavis Das is saying if you didn't check, as long as you didn't see the dam, even if you didn't check, you have to be chayshish there was no dam there. This Nachrenim disagree with. That Beis Shloimei, Simen Samach Zayin, Simen Samach Ches. It's in Ebenezer, Simen Samach Ches. The Chsam Sefer, Ebenezer, Simen Kuf Mem Gimel. The Padish Yimayinim on Yeridea. They all argue with the Chavis Das. And the Chara in Svar, it says, I don't understand the Chavis Das in Svar. You see from the Gemara, even if there was Vaday no Dam, but if you could be Tayl in Aroah, you have a reason to think why there's no Dam. So you could be tell the next bee in Dam Besulim. Even though it's only a Suffolk, and Rav Chanina says that it's not Shchiach, he says it's not even a Suffolk. Rav Asi says it's Shaykh. Balk upon him, it's not more than a Suffolk. So the Pshat is, it's very unlikely that Stam there should be no Besulim. It's more mistabra to be tailing something, if you could be tailing Arah. Now Rav Chanina says, what could you do? Arah is not Shchiach. But if you could be tailed, it was Dam Besulim, L'chari l'kuli alma, you should be able to be titled by the second bia. And the Chassam Sofer brings a raya from the Mordechai that we mentioned. The Mordechai wants to say a chiddush that l'didon that we go with Ba'al Bilas Mitzu Perish by every besula, if she has dam besulim, we know much is a nida. We'll speak about it at the end of the shir. Who adin if you didn't see any dam? V'chayshish is dam there v'chipeo shich v'zer. And the Mordechai asks a kasha. If that's true, so what's pshat in Agamara? Agamara says, "Bal v'loy matzadam v'chazu bal matzadam." The second be you're not teila. Vice this, you don't say that there was dam v'chipei v'shich v'zera. Hazak the Mordechai, that was for them. They were bekiyin, but we're not bekiyin. So mameila, we would say that there was dam v'chipei v'shich v'zera. So already mentioned, the Aruch Lanei was bothered. What's the bekiyus? It was chipei v'shich v'zera. So the Chassam Sofer says. Vices, they knew how to check very well. They could wash off the Shech V'zer without washing off the dam. And they can know for sure that there's no dam. So you see, Mefurish, the Mordechai was nemming on. If there might have been dam there the first beer, the whole sugya doesn't start. Avadi can be tailored the second beer. The sugya is talking about, well, you know there's no dam. So merely as a kasha, so you see, you don't say Chifeu Shech V'zer. So they were bekiyin, meaning that they taka checked and they saw clearly it wasn't chaver shech v'zer, but we don't know how to do that. You see, mefurish in the Mordechai, not like the Chavis Das. Now the Chavis Das is raya from the Gemara in Aleph and Beis that if you're going to say that when you don't know if there's dam or not, you still could be teila. So let her be mechuyev to be baidik. And the purpose of the bedika is that if she does not find dam, she'll know not to be teila the second time. So the Achrenim say the Marsha already asked the Kasha, the Sejitai already asked the Kasha, they say Terutzim, it's not a Raya. But the Emes is, we have the Teis Rosh on the side. The Teis Rosh asked Mamish this Kasha. Tivdaik Shema Paskamach Mustashmish. Why aren't you Baidik to see if she's Paskamach Mustashmish? And he answers, Loi Metzinu Bedika Kazayis, Loi Mahanel Tomeisa Akshav Lashetim Tira Acher Kain Shetia Tzumeya. There's no such bedika that the dam of this bedika is going to be tar. We'll be tail and dam basulim. But why is she in bedik? To know if a subsequent bee can be tail and dam basulim, there's no such thing. As I am for the Teis HaRosh, L'chair it's mefurish in the Teis HaRosh also, not like the Chavis Das, he names on not like the Chavis Das, he names on if you're not bedik, you will be tail at a second beer. He asks the Kasha, so be bedik, to know if you could be tail in the next bee or not. And he says, you're not mechuyev. I'm not mechuyev to be baidik. Now I know she's tar. I'm just being baidik because in case he'll be dam in the next bia, I'll know whether or not to be taila. I'm not mechuyev to be baidik b'chay gavno. So you see also from the Taisa Rush, not like the Chavis Das. Now one more nekuda on the sugya. The Gemara's halacha, we pass from like Reb Chanina, the Gemara says that Shmuel is different. Shmuel is Rav Guvrei. Normally we don't assume that if there's Basulim there, there could be a beer without Dab. And Taisus also brings the Gemara in Chagiga, which brings in Shmuel. The Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Yudal in the Midbeis, the Gemara says that they tested there was a girl that became pregnant, and they tested her, and she was a Basula. And they say she's kosher for a Kohen Gadol. We don't assume it happened to be. How did she become pregnant? She became pregnant by Ambatni. It must have been the Shechva Zera was in a bath, and it came into her through a bath. And we're not chayshish for Shmuel, that someone was bail her, and did not remove the Basulim, because it's like Shchiach. So in fact, Taisus Akasha, and he asked it there in Chagiga, and in Ksuvis, the Gemara in Ksuvis says, Mutu livo Basula b'Shabbos. You're allowed to be Baila Basula the first time on Shabbos. It's not considered a psik resha that he'll be Maitzi Dam. There's two problems there. One is that he'll be Maitzi Dam, it's a Chabura, it's Chavola b'Shabbos. And the other problem is it's a Sias Pesach. There's a Din Pesach, when you make an opening, like when you make an opening in a barrel, that blives the Baina because it's a Sias Pesach, who would then in the Isha, like Mafis Mursa, when you make an opening in a wound, it's called Asiyas Pesach. It could be an Issa Deraisa. So those are the two things. And the Gemara says, at least one of the reasons why it's Mutter is because Dav Hashayna Miskaven, you don't want to make a Chabura, you don't want to make a Pesach. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, why isn't it a Psik Resha? So the Gemara says that people could do a Bia Ba'atoya. If you don't do the Bia straight, you push to the side, then you're not going to be Maitzi to Basulim. So it's not a Psik Resha, Rav Bikim Ba'atoya. So how does that stem? Our Gemara says Shmuel is Rav Guvrei. The Gemara Chagiga says Rav Guvrei. It's not Shchiach to have a Bia that's not Maitzi to Basulim. And the Gemara in Ksuvah says it's Mutta Livel Basulim B'Shamas is Dov HaShelim Miskaven. It's not a Psik Resha because Rav Bikim Ba'atoya. So Taisus answers, it depends. To do a Bia Ba'atoya, anyone could do it. But to do a Bia Gemura, that an Isha could become pregnant without breaking the Basulim, that only Shmuel could do. So Mel, the Gemara Chagiga, where she was pregnant, and we know that she still had the Basulim, that only Shmuel could do, Shani Shmuel Derav Guvrei, we're going to assume that she became pregnant by Ambati. But the Gemara in Ksuvis, Legabe, being Baal B'tkila B'Shabbos, that wouldn't be a Bia Gemura, that Isha could become pregnant. And there, anyone could make the Bia Bahatoya on the side and not break the Basulim. Now, in order to answer our Gemara with this Teretz, you're going to have to say the Gemara's Chilak is Hacha B'maya Skinan in our Gemara, that he did a Bia Gemura. And to do a Bia Gemura without breaking the Basulim, that only Shmuel could do. We're not Cheshish for Shmuel. If he did a non-Bia Gemura, so then Enichanami, the fact that he didn't break the Basulim the first time, wouldn't be a Raya B'chlal, you'd still be able to be Tela in the Basulim the second time according to everyone. So the Sijei Tara, both in the Chidud Halachas, and then later in Kuf Tzadik Gimel, he says, what is definition of a Bia Gemura, which that we know breaks the Basulim, and the non-Bia Gemura, which that could be done by Atayim? He says, Taisin Chagiga defines it. Taisin Chagiga says a little different than our Taisus. He says, Vane Tchilas Bia Roi Bekiyim B'Shas Maisam, Avul Gemari Kadesha Tis'aber Yav Shekiyim D'Shmuel. It depends how much of the Eva goes in. If it's just Tara, just part of the Eva goes in, it's not the entire Eva, so that anyone could do without breaking the Basulim, and there won't be done. But there, she won't become Muberis. So in Chagiga, where she became Muberis, Al-Karchach, the only way that could have happened through a Bia without breaking the Basulim, is if it was Shmuel. Because Shmuel could even do a Bia Gemura Bahataya. Shmuel could do a Bia Gemura on the side of the Basulim, and she'll be Mesaveris. Mashegin, if you're not Shmuel, you could do a Hara, you could do the beginning, you could put part of the Aver in Bahataya, but then she won't be able to come Muberis. So the Sijei Tara says from this, so Al-Karchach, our Gemara was talking about Baal, V'loi Matzadam, means that he did a full Bia, the entire Aver went in. And Memele says, this explains This is the Makar to the Ramah. Like we mentioned, and we'll speak about this a little later in the Shir, the Didon that Rabayil Bilas Mitzvah Perish. So the halacha is, like we said from the Mordechai, that even if you can't find any dam, we're still chayshish at this dam, v'chipei v'shich v'zera. So me'la shul bi'asir. Zog the Sijay Tar, zog the Ramah already, that that's only if the entire Aver went in, and there was a Gemara Bia. Mashiach, and if only part of the Aver went in, it's only Ara. So then we say that not necessarily was it dam, and she's still muteris. Zog the Sijay Tara, yeah, this comes from this thesis. The idea that Baal V'loi Matzah Dam indicates that there is no Besulim, and we wouldn't nem that on, that's the pshat, we would nem on, of course, there was Besulim, and the Dam was there, V'chipeo Shech V'zera, that's only a Bia, Gemura. A Bia which is Royal Sabra, a Bia which the entire Eva went in. Pashen Kain Hara, there we have the Gemara in Ksuvis, that Rav V'kiim Ba'atoya. It's not necessarily there was a Bia that was done straight, would knock out the Besulim. It could have been done Ba'atoya. So there's no reason to think that there's Dam if you can't find the Dam. That's like the Sijay Tara. The Chassam Sefer in Siman Kuf Mem Gimel, he thinks that this Taisus here is different than Taisus in Chagiga. Taisus here is like Taisus in Ksuvis. The Chilak is not between Hara and Gmar Bia, but the Chilak is whether you actually aimed at doing it Ba'atoya or whether you did it straight. Anyone could do Atoya, even to get the entire Aver in, but then the Isha won't be Mesaber, and that's not what we're discussing in our Sugya. Shmuel could even do a Bia straight through without breaking the Besulim. He says, like the Rambam says, that if a Bia is done B'misan uvenachas, if it's done very, very gently, then it won't break the Besulim even if there's no Atoya. And whenever it's done by Atoya, even if the entire Eva goes in, she won't be Nisaber. That's what Chassam Sefer learns out with Taisus. Either way, but I'll call upon him. Chassam Sefer is masking what Taisus Chagiga says, like the Sijay Tara. But I'll call upon him just one Ara Lagabe being Boil B'tchila B'Shabbos. So it should come out from this Inyan, from this discussion, that if someone does a Bia Gemura, then it should be a psik resha that dam will come out. Or, even if you go with the Chassam Sefer, if someone's not trying to do Atoya, and he's actually again doing the bia straight, unless he's like Shmuel, it's a psik resha that the dam will come out. But halacha lemaisa, the Bach is mayrich about it, he brings some Rishayim that say, so lefi zeh, that we who are not baki ba'atoya, or lefi zeh, if you're doing a gemar bia, the way the other pshat would be, it would be also live a betchila b'Shabbos. But the Bach says it's not the maskanas ha-gemara. Since the maskanas ha-gemara in Ksuvis is v'hilchasa muta live a betchila b'Shabbos, and the gemara never says that you have to do only ara or only a bia b'hataya, so Weiss states the reason why it's muta l'maskana is not because of davar she'ein miskaven. The reason why it's muta is because dam mifkid pakid, the blood of the besulim is not considered to be attached to the guf, so it's not a chabura. And Lagabe Pesach, we say Mekalkal Eitzel Pesach. You're not called Mesakin Eitzel Pesach. You're called Mekalkal Eitzel Pesach. And it will be Mutter, even if it is a Psik Resha. And that's why no one's Mechalik. And it's Mutter Liva B'Tchila B'Shabbos. Because even though we're saying that the only time that it's not a Psik Resha is when you're doing a Tchilas B'Ara, or when you're trying to do Atoya. But otherwise, if you're doing a regular B'Ara, a Bia Gemura, like Taisus calls it. So then, it is a Psik Resha. That's the Maskanas HaGemara here. And if you Baal V'loi Matzah Dam, Vaisis is no Besulim. But Halacha L'Maisa, it's Mutter, even if it's a Psik Resha, because Dam Mifkit Pakin and Mekalkul Veitzel HaPesach. That's what the Bach says in Simen Resh Pei. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara, towards the bottom of Samachayim and Aleph. We're going to go to that Gemara. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Rasa Va'ida B'Deisaviya, Beisil Aimrim Kol HaLayla Shelah. That's Beisil Shita when she already had a Riyah. So then all she has is that night, the Dam of that night, even if there are more Bias, but the Dam of that night is all considered Dam Besulim. And then we have the Din of Rav, which we had earlier, that that's only when she's a Naira, when she's a Begeris. If she was Loya Rasa, you also have that night. And if she's Rasa, all you have is the Bilas Mitzvah. So, The Gemara brings the Raisa. Tana Rabbanan Rasa Vaidave Savi Basila Imran Kalalaila Shalah, the Naisan La Aina Shalema, and you give her a full Aina. The Kama Aina Shalema, how much is a full Aina? Perish of Shem Gamliel, Laila Vachatziyat. A full Aina means a night and also half of the day. So the Gemara asks Akasha from the case of kashering the wine presses, that there you have to pour the water over it for an Aina. And there the Gemara asks for Kama Aina. And the Gemara says, Amar Abchia Bar Abba Amar B'yechanan Oyoyim Oylaila, that it's either the day or the night. And Abchana Shuna V'armila Abchana Bar Shuna Amar Abba B'yechanan B'yechanan Chatz Yoyim V'chatz Yoylaila, it means a half a day and a half a night, in other words, 12 hours. So here it says, Laila V'chatz Yoyim. And here it says, no, just Laila or just Yoyim. Or chatzi yom v'chatzi laila. So it's a steer what ayna means. But first, on this thing, whether it's ayayim ay laila, or it's chatzi yom v'chatzi laila, the Gemara says, v'loi pligi, they're not arguing, habet kufas nisim v'tishrei, habet kufas tamas v'teves. That kufas nisim v'tishrei, the days are equal, so it's a yom or a laila, meaning a 12-hour period. That's how much the days are. In Tkufas Nisan V'Tishrei, in the spring and the fall, the equinox, it's 12 hours. And by Tkufas Tamas V'Teves, so there it's not a Yoyim or a Laila. By Tkufas Tamas, the Yoyims are longer, the Laila is shorter. By Tkufas Teves, the opposite, the Yoyim is shorter, the Laila is longer. So what is this year? It's Chatzi Yoyim V'Chatzi Laila, meaning you take the Yoyim and the Laila together, what we call 24 hours, and half of that, what we call 12 hours. So they're not arguing. When you say Yayim Laila, you mean an equal day. And when you say Chatz Yayim V'Chatz Laila, you mean if the day is unequal, so I can't say Yayim, that might be longer, that might be shorter. Laila might be longer, might be shorter. So I say Chatz Yayim V'Chatz Laila, meaning put the Yayim and the Laila together. That's the same thing every day, 24 hours, and half of that. So they both mean the same thing, what we would call 12 hours. But the Gemara asks Shaila, so how come I need the it's a Laila V'Chatz Yayim? So one teretz of the Gemara is that he means a laila, v'yayme nisan v'yayme tishrei, 12 hours, or chatz yayim, meaning chatz yayim v'chatz laila, half of a 24-hour day, v'yayme tamos v'yayme teves, in the winter and the summer. So it means exactly the same thing. V'yayseima, shani ksuva demagvibot tvei, then a ksuva takes a long time till they finish it. So we don't assume the bia is done at the beginning of the night. So you're not just going to give her the night, because the bia is actually done in the middle of the night. So you give her 12 hours from the middle of the night, because that's the time when the bia is done. That's the Gemara. So there's an interesting machlokes ha-poskim, the negeya vestis, which is negeya to this Gemara. Because we had earlier, on Daf Samach Gimel Middays, the Gemara of vestis, that if an isha has a vestis, Rabbi Yossi says, if she's Lumud Elias Royem and Eitzachama, Ein Esur Elel Elim on Eitzachama, whatever the specific time of the Riyah is, that's the time of the Vesis. And Rabbi Yudah says, no, Kol Hayayim Shelah. That's the entire day. And the Gemara says, Halacha Kareb Yehuda, and the Gemara brings the din of Azar Lubnei Yisrael, Sheifashim Nishasei and Samach Levestan, which you learn that from Yizaitim Ismnei Yisrael, Mitumaisam, that they have to be perished from their Nashim at the time of the Vesis. And Rava says it's an Aina. And the Gemara explains, he's going like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's that particular time period, that 12-hour period, that Yom with that Laila of the Riyah. So the Beis Yosef in Siman Kuf Bei Daled brings from the Gaius Maimini B'Shem the Avi Yosef, that the Avi Yosef said that by Vestis also, the Aina is a Yom a Laila only in the Tkufas Nisan V'Tishrei. But in Tkufas Tamas V'Teves, it's a Chatzi Yom and a Chatzi Laila. It's a 12-hour period. And the Beis Yosef says that the Poskim aren't mashman away. Because the Rambam, the Rashba, the Rosh, they all say Yom or Laila. That if the Riyah was B'Yom, she's also that day. Or the Riyah was B'Laila, she's also that night. The Torah says it doesn't make a difference if it's the beginning of the day or the end of the day. She's also the entire day. If it's B'Laila, it doesn't make a difference. It's the beginning of the Laila, the end of the Laila. She's also the entire Laila. But they don't say anything about a Chatzi Yom V'Chatzi Laila. So Meila, the Paiskim don't say it. And the Gemara also. He says the Gemara just says Yom, Laila. The Gemara doesn't say anything like this. So Meila, we don't pass him like the Avi Yosef. That's what the Beis Yosef holds. But the Bach and the Madani Yamtiv in the beginning of the Masechta, they say that the Beis Yosef forgot a Gemara. Our Gemara here says that an Oina is Taka Yomer Alayla, but that's only in Tkufas Nisan V'Tishrei. Mashain came in Tkufas Tamas V'Tefes, it's a Chatzi Yom and Chatzi Layla. So why is the Beis Yosef arguing on the Avi Yosef and saying the Gemara is the Mashway, the Gemara is the first that way? And they hold that the Peskin that said Yom and Layla is not a Raya, because they mean a Yom and Layla in Tkufas Nisan V'Tishrei and a Chinami. When you come to Tkufas Tamas and Tevis, you'll have to make an adjustment. And the Shach also passes like the Avi Yosef. So you have the Beis Yosef that argues on the Avi Yosef. He says that a Yom and a Layla mean Kipshutai, the entire day from sunrise to sunset, or the entire night from sunset to sunrise. And you have the Avi Yosef, it says, no, only B'yom and Nisan V'Tishrei means that. B'yom and Tammuz V'Teves, it means a 12-hour period, a Chatzi Yom V'Chatzi Layla. And the Bach and the Medanei Melech and the Shach are coming from Agamara. So the Taz says he Bechal doesn't understand the Avi Yosef. He doesn't understand what the Avi Yosef means. Bishleim our Gemara, whether we're discussing Dam Besulim, or whether we're discussing kashering the wine, so 12 hours, I understand what that means. It means 12 hours after the beer, for the next 12 hours, you could be telling Dam Besulim, for 12 hours, you have to leave the water running on the kalem of the wine. But in regard to Vestas, what does it mean? Which 12 hours? Let's say Isha sees in the beginning of the day. Let's say it's the Yemei Teves V'Tamos. She sees in the beginning of the day. So she's also for the next 12 hours. And she's Mutter even a minute before, even though it's the beginning of the day. And let's say she sees the end of the day. So then she's also for the last 12 hours, and she's Mutter the next minute. Which 12 hours? The 12 hours before the Riyah or the 12 hours after the Riyah? Do you mean 6 hours before and 6 hours after? You always put the Riyah in the middle. It doesn't sound that way. You're saying she's also that day. So you mean that 12 hours? Which one? That day meaning the 12 hours afterwards? So what if it's in the middle of the day? It's also the 12 hours afterwards? Is it the 12 hours before? The whole 12 hours doesn't stem back to us. So that, the Nekudas HaKesef is Masber. And that's how we would understand it. That if you're going with the Avi Yosef's thing, the pshat is that every day you start the day from when the day starts, B'yomei Nisan V'Tishrei. Like we would call it like 6 o'clock, depending on the time zone. But the pshat is, if the day would be equal, when would it start? So B'yomei Nisan V'Tishrei, if let's say sunrise is 6 o'clock and sunset is 6 o'clock, those are the 12 hours. So even though it becomes, let's say, Yemei Tamas, the days get longer and the nights get shorter, but the day, as far as Vestas is concerned, stays the same. It's the time of sunrise that's there, B'yomei Nisan V'Tishrei, to the time of sunset that's there, B'yomei Nisan V'Tishrei. This is called a lot, Shoyi Shavos. These are the hours that we use. So the day will always be 12 hours. It doesn't matter when the sun rises or the sun sets. And the day starts from the time that the day starts, B'yomei Nisan V'Tishrei. But Reif Peskim Neman, like the Beis Yosef and the Taz, Teres HaShlomim and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and others. And the Chilak is, the Netziv really here, Merei Meisada, explains it well. He says, why did the Gemara only ask Kama Oina here? Why didn't the Gemara ask Kama Oina earlier by Vestas? And the Teretz is, Vestas has nothing to do with an elapsing of time. Vestas has to do with the actual day. If we're going to say that it ishes us the entire day, so that means that there's something about the day that the Riyah should happen during the day. Or if she was Riyah by night, there's something about the night that the Riyah should happen by night. So it has nothing to do with the 6 to 6. It has to do with the sun. If she normally sees after a certain amount of days of Aflaga, but her Riyah is confined to a specific day, a specific time period, either day or night. Just like you see, we don't say it's the time period before and after the Riyah and make the average. We say it's the day. Even if it's the beginning of the day, she's mutter 10 minutes before. If it's the end of the day, she's mutter 10 minutes after. So by making the day 6 to 6, that's very arbitrary. The correct way to do it, the mitzvah, is that teva works with the sunrise and the sunset. So that's why here, when we're dealing with how long it takes to kasha the wine, or how long it takes for the basulim to heal, that's an amount of time. That has nothing to do with whether it's day or night. It has nothing to do with the sun rose or the sunset. So we say aina. How much is an aina? An aina is a 12-hour period. You can't say that it changes the amount of time it takes to heal, whether you're in Tkufas Nisan V'Tishrei, Tkufas Tammuz and Teves. Mashenkein Vestis, Vestis is no reason that it's totally in this particular aina, except for the fact that days and nights are mitzias in Vestis. Whether it's day or night makes a difference. So it's totally in each day and each night. Not totally in an elapsing of time. And that's what the Beis Yosef is saying, that the Rishonim that say Yayim and Laila, it's very dochuk to learn that they mean some sort of a cheshbon. I mean, we that have clocks use this cheshbon a lot, but especially without clocks, to say that they mean that you have to adjust the Tkufas Tammuz and the Tkufas Teves to the Yom Nisan V'Tishrei is not logical. But the emes is, there is a makar to the Rishonim for the Avi Yosef. The Avi Yosef also was a Rishon, but there's another makar from Rabbeinu Chananel. It's in the Gilyon on Shuas Daf Yud Chesem and Beis. It's brought in the Mishmeres Abayis, in Shar Beis and Teres Abayis. It's also brought in the Chedush HaRajba on Daf Nandalid, that the Rajba there argues on it, that he says that when the Gemara says Aina, he says Chatzi Yom V'Chatzi Laila. So it is a good Makar Kadmain to this concept that it could be a 12-hour period rather than an actual day and night. But like I said, Halacha, Reiv Peskim Naman, like the Beis Yosef, that's telling the day or the night. And now let's go Vaita. The Gemara says, Rav Shmuel Damar Tevayu, Halacha Boil Bilas Mitzvah Perish, that after someone has boiled the first beer, he has to be Perish, she has to consider it to be a Nida. And the Gemara asks a Kasha from the Maisa V'Nosan L'Rebbe Da'od Leilas Mitech Yud Beis Chodesh, and Rav said, why don't you ask from the Mishnah? And he said, he wanted to ask from Nakus Maisa Rav, but it's Shver. So the Gemara says, Inu da avde karabi senu, the tanya rabbi senu chazu v'nimnu, boil bilas mitzu upayish. And Ula also brought from Rabbi Yechon v'shlokish, that kihavi bar Rabbi Yechon v'shlokish, v'tinaikis av amaski, mina elakadamasik talam in be'karva. They only got a very little from it. U'masayim b'hachi boil bilas mitzu upayish. All these chalukim, they didn't go with, they went with boil bilas mitzu upayish. So the Rosh and the Rajva say, then they're going on all the different cases of Tinaikis. Even the case of Tinaikis, Shalohi Higiyaz Mana Lirais, Baloy Rasa. Even in that case, he's also after the first Bia. Now, the Rif, it's a Masechta Shavuos, he has on this Gemara, he brings all the Chilukim that we had before, and then he brings this Gemara, and he also brings Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi also says that by all cases, Baal Bil Smitsu Parish, and the Yerushalmi says specifically, the Rabbi Yana was Arak, even from a Tinaikis Shleigiyaz Manalurais. Mashman at the Chum is even by Tinaikis Shleigiyaz Manalurais. But the Ran says that the Rambam doesn't seem to hold that way, because the Rambam, he brings the Chalukim of Tinaikis Shleigiyaz Manalurais, and Higiyaz Manalurais, and then he says, by Higiyaz Manalurais, V'rosa, Boyal Bilas Mitzu Perish. And the Ravid says, that's like Beis Shammai, because like Beis Hillel, by Giyaz Man Aliris V'Rasa, you give it a Laila Rishayna. So the Ran says, Vais Dais, the Rambam learnt up Rav and Shmuel, that he was going on the Rabbi Seinu Chazav Nimnu, Dafkan the case of Giyaz Man Aliris V'Rasa, where there, according to the Mishnah, you give the Laila Rishayna, and they're saying, Be'el Bil Smitsu Perish. Here the Rambam is in Perik Hay. And the Baal Amar also understood the Rif that way, because why would the Rif bring down the Chalukei Dinim before, if anyway we don't paskin the way the Rif usually only brings down what we paskin. So Teretz is, when the Rif brought Boil Bilas Mitzu Perish, the Baal Amar is learning, he's learning like the Rambam, it's only going on Higiyaz Man Aliris V'Rasa. But the Ran says that he can't say that pshat. The Ran asks the Kasha, because since we asked the Kasha from Rebbe, that Rebbe was nice and Dalad Leilais, nice and Dalad Leilais, would only be in the case of Loyigiyaz Manaliris. I mean, Loyirasa. Sorry, not Loyigiyaz Manaliris, so you have a Chachaysa Maka, but Loyirasa, So they have Dal Leila. So you see from the Gemara's Kasha, the Rav and Shmuel al Kapanim going on the case of Higiyah's Man Aliris also. So the Rav learns in the Rif, and Rav Yishayim learned this way, that Enachinami, the Mishnah Yishayna, the Me'ikir Adin, was that you have these Chalukim, that Lo Higiyah's Man Aliris is at Shechay Sarmaka, Higiyah's Man Aliris is Dal Leilais, He gives man a lyrics for awesome. It's called Alayla. But then they were machmir. They made a new chumra, and that chumra applies to all the nashim, even to Nekir Shalai gives man a lyrics. Now the ma'ir on the Ran, that the Rambam, even though in Perik Hey, he brings down the Mishnais, pretty much Kitsirasa, and only by the case of Igiyah's man a lyrics for awesome, there instead of saying that Yenaisin Alayla Rishayna, there he says Ba'al Bilas Mitzru Payrish. But in Perik Yud Aleph, when he brings down the different chumras, the chumra of Reb Zera, that you always have to be chayshish v'ziva, and the chumra of Dam Tar, he also brings down this chumra of Dam Besulim. And his mashmas tuman ul nashim. So you see, the Rambam Musa held, like Rav Yishayim, that even though he brought down the dinim, what's me'ikir adinim Perik Hey, the dinim of the Mishnah, or the chalukim, but he was also asking, there was a later chumra that was machmir and said in all cases you have to be perish. The Beis Yosef is marich about this in Siman Kuf Tzadik Gimel, and he says like this. He wants to say in the Rambam and in the Rif as well that Rav and Shmuel Damer Tavayu, you could learn this taka only talking about Igiyah's Man Aliris V'rasa, where there the Mishnah says you give a Laila Rishayna, and Rav and Shmuel say Ba'al Bil Smitsu Perish. And there's a teretz for the Kasha from Rebbe. But what the Rambam is saying in Perik Yud Aleph, and this is also what the Rif is bringing from the Yerushalmi, is a new chumra. That's not Rav and Shmuel. That's a chumra after Rav and Shmuel, that by all cases, Ba'al Bilas Mitzru Perish, and says that Afkamina is like this. If it was Medina de Gemara, so that would be a chiv on everyone. Once we're saying it's a new chumra, so there it's shaykh to be totally menhagin. And if you'd find a place that wasn't neig with this chumra, they wouldn't be mechuyev to change their minig and be naig with this chumra. Since this is a chumra, it's a minig, if there were places that weren't naig that way, so they'd be allowed to continue their minig lekula. But that's what they say, shad in the Rif in the Rambam, that avadid amaskam halachal lemaisa, if the minig is the chumra, you have to be machmir. And it's a chumra from the Yushalmi, it's a chumra ready from the Amiram. It's only if there was a minig lekula, you wouldn't have to be machmir. But if the minig is the chumra, you'd have to be machmir, and that's a chumra that was started even b'mei Amiram. But that learning, the Rav and Shmuel wasn't that. Rav and Shmuel was me'ikir adin, the Rav Yisein Nechazir v'nimnu, and that's only talking about a year's man aliris, the rasa, where they changed it from Nesna Laila Rishayna to Ba'al Bilas Mitzru Perish. But Rav Yisein learned Rav and Shmuel is the same thing as the Yishalmi, this is the Mashmaish of Yechle and Rishlokish, that they only took Kedemasek Talim Be'ekarva, Ba'al Bilas Mitzru Perish, it's Mashmaish in all cases. They learned Rav and Shmuel also to him at all cases. So it's Medina the Gemara to always be Perish, even the case of Tanaka Shaloyigai, Higiyah's Man Aliris. Now Rishayim ask a kasha. What's pshat in this chumra? What happened to the din that you could be Taylor B'makah? That's how Rishayim ask the kasha. The Rajba asks his kasha, the Rosh asks his kasha. What happened to the din that you could be Taylor B'makah? Ein lech makah g'day lemizu, why wouldn't you be Taylor in Dam Besulim? And the Ramban in Hilchas Nida, he learns mikayach this kasha, there's no din of Taylor B'makah. And it doesn't mean by a kesem, istami means when you have a riyah that the riyah is coming from the makar, from the isamakam, makam, not from the makar. But the riyah is coming from isamakam, there's no din of Taylor B'makah. Thus, gufish state, then Ba'al Bilas Mitzru Perish, that we're not Taylor B'makah, applies to all makah. And the mefarshim, the paiskim, red ice, according to the Ramban, that we find the din of Taylor B'makah, b'rayah damach mistashmish, is in order not to asra la'ilam. There we say Taylor B'makah. But any time you have a riyah's dam that comes from a makah, we're chayshish v'dam nidis, we're not Taylor B'makah. But we're not basking that way. We know manavadi a Taylor B'makah, even by a riyah's dam. If you know that there's a makah, you're Taylor B'makah. So here also, why don't you say, you know that there's a makah, there's dam besulim, why don't you say that you're Taylor B'makah? That's a Rishayim's kasha. So the Chuvus of Rashba says two terutzim. Both of them a little bit schwer to understand. One pshat, as he says, is Yichashinan L'Dishmuel. We're afraid, who says there's a maka there? We're afraid of Shmuel. We're afraid that maybe he was boiled without a maka. I guess if Shal is by a maka, there has to be a vade, there's a maka there. And then who says there's a maka? M'cheshe shud Shmuel. The problem is, the Gemara said before that Shmuel's not shkiach. The Gemara said before Shmuel's not shkiach, why should he be cheshe shud Shmuel? So Mishleim, if you don't have a Biyu Gemura, or if he says he neila toya, so then, okay, so it's right v'kiyum v'atoya, without a Biyu Gemura, shayich atoya. Like we spoke earlier. So then of Adi, you could say that if there's dam, echateis is dam besulim. Mashenkein, if you have a Biyu Gemura, he says, kloy chashinu l'dishmuel. Why? Shmuel's not shchiach. It's a jitari asus kasha. The Rashi says another teretz, that you tell the b'maka is k'deish shloi tassel ma'olam. But here it's only l'shoah, so we're not tell the b'maka. So Sujatari wants to know, does it mean like the Ramban? And Ayba said, we don't pass in that way. We pass in, you always tell the b'maka. But he claims to say, maybe it doesn't mean like the Ramban. Maybe it means that since if there was a maka kavua there, so we wouldn't be able to be, we would have to be tell the b'maka, k'deish shloi tassel ma'olam. So shei maka chanhu. Once they said Taylor b'maka, shame maka charum. Hashengin dam besulim is a different thing. It's a different sug. It's not the same as a maka, has a different shame. And mamele, you're not Taylor dam besulim. And it's okay not to be Taylor dam besulim, because you won't be asul oilim anyway. Rosh day in the tshuvas harashba. The Rosh, Eifin Art says a different teretz. The Rosh says that since bias mitzvah l'kol masura, so mamele, they said, it's hard for everyone to remember all this chiluk edinim, that Tinoikish Legiyas Manaliris is Achatuchi Amakam, and Higiyas Manaliris is Dalad Leilois, and Higiyas Manaliris Verasa is Laila Rishayna, and Begeris Valerasa is Laila Rishayna, and Begeris Verasa is Bias Mitzvah. Can't remember all this Chalukim. It's the Kol Masurah. So Mel, they decided we'll give everybody the most Chamadik Din, the Din of Begeris Verasa, where there the Din is Baal Bilas Mitzvah Parish. That's like the Rosh, the time, why you're not Taylor B'makam. And the Sijit Tar is very bothered. He said, we spoke about this in the previous year. Then he said, he doesn't see why the Rishonim was not only the Rosh, like we said then, Kam Rishonim learned that way, but Lulei the Rishonim, he would learn the Mishnah, Naisen Labila Rishonim, would not mean Baal Bilas Mitzvah Perish, would mean Akapanim the Bia Rishonim, we are tailing down Basulim. Just after the first Bia, we don't think there's any more Dam left, since she's a big heiress, there wasn't so much Dam Basulim to begin with. So after the first Bia, there wouldn't be any more Dam Basulim left. We're no longer Tailin Dam Basulim. But the first Bia with Tailin Dam Basulim. And now there's another Chumran Afakad. Baal Bilas Mitzvah Parish, even the first Bia, we're not Tailin Dam Basulim. We only allow them to finish the Bia, but afterwards he has to be Parish, he has to be Cheshishudam Nidus. But I feel a tema that the Rosh is learning the Mishnah that the way. And Naisul Bila Rishayna means he can only finish the Bia Rishayna, but afterwards he's Aser. But how good for Kasha? So what's Pshat in the Mishnah? Why by Begeris Verasa are you saying that they only have the Bila Rishayna and you have to be Perish? Why don't you tell a B'maka? So Azaya might say that a Begeris doesn't necessarily have that. A Begeris is not necessarily Dam Basulim. So Mela by a Begeris, there's no din to be tell a B'maka because Mecha Tesen is a Maka. And he says, it's very shrek because it's really a Machlokes Rishaynim. In Ksuvis, legabe the din of Tainus Besulim, legabe even to Asher and Isha Abayla, if she's an Eshes Kayin, or Kibul Ba'aviyah Kedushim Pchusim Yabaz Gimel. You have the din, if someone sees that his wife's not a Besula, so, unless you have a Svek Sveka, that suffix that the Bia that happened wasn't Tachtav, was before the Kedushin, and even if it was after the Kedushin, it's a suffix Ein a suffix Ratzin. That's why she's Materis to him. But otherwise, if it's an Eishes Kayin Lamashal, where Einus is Asur, you only have one Suffolk if it was before the Kedushin or after the Kedushin, Nalach Eishes Asur, that's the whole Sugi in Ksuvis. Pesach Pesuach. So, the Gemara there in Ksuvis in Elinaris discusses if a Begeris has Tainus Pesulim, and the Gemara makes a chil between Tainus Pesach Pesuach and Tainus Damim. Some Rishayim hold the Begeris no longer has Tainus Damim, because Lav Dafka there's any Dam Basulim left. She has a Pesach Nol, but she doesn't have Tainus Damim. But other Rishayim, and the Rosh Michlalei holds it, no. She doesn't have a Tainus Pesach Basuach. It's already, the Pesach's already a little open, but she has Tainus Damim. So if we're going to say that if you don't find Dam by a Begeris, you have to be Chayshah, she's the Ba'ula, So why would, if you do find dam, why wouldn't he be tailed by Makam? Ein lach Makam g'dayl l'mizu. So it's not clear how the Rosh answered the kasha. The Rosh's kasha was, why aren't we tailed by Makam? And for the Rosh HaTeretz, because we give the Chomadik a din, the din of Begeirah Shirasa, because people get mixed up. But didn't explain why Begeirah Shirasa you're not tailed by Makam. Elam, are you going to tell me, because since she's a Begeirah, she not Dafke has dam basulim anymore, but that wouldn't shtim with the Rishonim that say that by a Begeris also there's a din of Tainus Besulim. He can be mafsid the Ksuva if there's no dam. Then having on that all Begeris have dam. Abyssal Shver, it's a Veshtein the Rosh. It's a Jatai already asked the Kasha. Now the emphasis is there aren't other Shitas Rishonim. Now the Rashba and the Rosh are naming on that the reason for the Chumrah is because we're not Taylor B'maka, we're Cheshish that maybe there's Dam B'sulim here. I mean, maybe there's Dam Nidus here. We can't be Taylor B'maka, Mehecha Teset is a Maka. We're not, or it's Dam, the din is we're not Taylor B'maka, even if we know there's a Maka. We're afraid that maybe there's a Teruvus of Dam Nidus or the Dam B'sulim. You see, Dam, we don't know the Dam came from a Maka, we have to ask her. But there is a different shot in the Rishonim. The Baal Nefesh L'Raivin and the Urayim, a mashma at the side of the Chumrah is that they ask the Dam Besulim. The people might get mixed up Dam Besulim with Dam Nidus. People might think that Dam Besulim has the same din of Dam Nidus. We ask the Dam Besulim, Xerot the Dam Nidus, Leila Chala between Dam Besulim and Dam Nidus. But Fizetz, Bechal Mat Shver, why aren't you Tayla B'maka? According to this new Chumrah, the Shvetetik Chumrah, Boel Bilas Mitzvah Parish, the Chumrah is that Dam Besulim Guf have a din of Dam Nidus. It's not Shver why you're not Taylor B'maka. That's Guf for the Chumrah to ask the Dam Besulim. You can learn that in the Rambam. The Rambam puts it together with the Chumrah of Dam Tayar. Now, Dam Besulim is Tar. But there's a Chumrah to ask the Dam Besulim even though it's Tar. The Urayim says it, the Baal Nefesh L'Ravit says it, the Levush Bemisin says it in his first Pshat. He says, one Pshat is because Dam Besulim are like Dam Nidus, and the other Pshat is Rechesh V'Teruvus Dam Nidus. The first pshat sounds like the Dam Besulim Guf have a din of Dam Nidus. Then it wouldn't be Shver why you're not Taylor B'Makko. There's another pshat, which is brought down from the Ga'inim. There's a Chuvus in Ga'inim called Shari Chuvus Simen Kuf Samaches. I saw it in the Masifta Gemara. That Stam, Rechayshish, that the Bir Rishayna will cause Dam. Either because, the Chuvus in Ga'inim say because it's like the Chalchola, it causes Dam, like with the Chalchola Malkam Ma'id, that she was person Nida. There's a Sefer Eshkol that says the Chima Tashmish causes Dam. There's a Yerushalmi in Brachas, Perek Beis, at the end of Halacha Vav, that says the Efshesh L'Yetzah Dam Nida Im Dam Besulim. In other words, the Dam Besulim itself causes Dam Nidus to come along. Now even all this is not Ikir Adin Vaishtais. The Ikir Adin Vana Chayshish Shvit. But the chash is that the bia makes dam besulim, either because of the tzair of the bia, or because of the chimer of the bia, or because the besulim gufa attract more dam nidus. So lefiza, it's not a kasha why you tell of a maka. We chayshish v'dam. Now, like we mentioned early in the shir, the Rishonim, the Raivin, the Rashba, the Rosh, they all say, it's brought in the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, they all say, even when there's no dam, Rechayshish at this dam. Because Rechayshish at this dam, I can't find the dam. But maybe this dam, v'chipei v'shich v'zera. The Mordechai says this. All the Rishonim say this. Paskin the Shulchan Aruch. And we spoke earlier, it's dafka when there was a Biyah Gemura, not when there's just Tara. So I saw in the Badei HaShulchan in the Biurim, he asked Akasha. He says, Bishleim, if you say the Pshat in the Chash of Dam Besulim is to Dam Besulim, Gufim Leib Dam Nidus. So even if you don't find the Dam Besulim, the stomach is there, you just didn't see it. Or if you say that for whatever reason, the Bir Rishayna is going to cause Dam Nidus, so you couldn't find the Dam Nidus, either because the Dam Nidus are going to come because of the Bir, because of the Chimit of the Bir like the Eshkol, the Chalchol of the Bir like the Chuvah Segainim, the Dam Besulim Guf have a power to get Dam Nidus like the Yushalmi. I don't see any dam, but maybe there's dam. Mistamin is dam because a basula usually has dam. So mele mistamin is dam there. It's just chipei v'shich v'zera. So we understand the pshat. But if you're gonna say like the Rashi and the Rosh that the pshat is that you're not tailed b'maka for whatever reason because of v'zera that you give him the din of the chumrah of begeris, but like I said, we don't understand fully why begeris kufi not tailed b'maka. unless you all like the Rishonim, that Begeris doesn't have Tainis Besulim anymore, Begeris doesn't necessarily have Dan Besulim, or like the Rajba that says that since it's Lasha, they weren't makel to be Taylor B'maka. So if you have Dam, Navas, I want to be Taylor the Dam with a Maka, so I'll tell you, no, you can't be Taylor B'maka. But if I don't have Dam, I don't see any Dam, but you're telling me, yeah, I know Dam is there. Why? Because of the Dam Besulim. It's probably there, the Chipeo Sheikh Vazer. But why should that be a reason why you're not Taylor B'maka? The whole reason why you know there's dam there is because the dam is going to come from the makkah. So I don't have any dam that I have to be tailed by makkah. I just have a reason to believe there's dam makkah. So what would be the pshat that she's asr? As I fact the bad day ashulchan yiblayv sarichin. But I think could be the pshat is that, like we said, it's not the pshat that we think that all this dam came from Nidus and she didn't have any dam basulim. The pshat is we think that it could be among this dam, how do we know that some of the dam came from the Besulim? But maybe some of it is dam nidus. So Mel, if you didn't find any dam, but you know this dam, because dam Besulim is always dam Besulim. You know that this dam. Elamai, this dam that you didn't find, this Chepeir Sheikh was there. Oh, so since it's dam that you didn't find, so good. So Mel, it could be this dam mixed in, dam nidus mixed in. Just like if you would find the dam. Ah, you know that this dam Makkah. Terry says, well, maybe there's also dam nida. It's not the pshat that I think there's no dam naka. It's all dam nida. Pshat is, I think maybe there's also dam nida here. So just like if I find the dam, and I know that it's dam naka, but maybe there's also dam nida, say asr. So even if I don't find the dam, but I know it's there, it's kipayev shech vazer, I'll also ask also teruv is dam nida. That's why the kasha is not so shver. But the kasha is shver on the first teretz of the Rajba. And the sijitara berech has the kasha already. Because the Rashba says, his first teretz is, the reason why I'm not Taylor B'maka is because I'm Cheshish with Shmuel. So Mavad the Kasha, like we asked before, Shmuel's a Shchicha. So why would you say Cheshish with Shmuel? But this makes it more shver. If the only reason I'm not Taylor B'maka is because Mehecha Teisa there is a Maka, so when I didn't find any dam, Manavshach. If I'm assuming this dam because Mestamid is dam, so then I can be Taylor in that dam. Elamai, I'm not telling the dam because maybe there was no dam besulim because of Shmuel. So then why would I think there's dam in the first place? And the Rashi himself in Teres Avayis brings down this halacha that even when there's no dam, with Chayshish, he says, I've added his dam because I tell you leshchicha, he says. How would that shtim with this first Teres in the Tshuvas? And the reason why I'm not telling the makkah is because of Shmuel. That means I don't know that there's a makkah there. I think there's no makkah there. So then why would I think there's dam there, the Chepeir Sheikh Vezera? So, l'sikum, the din of Bayil Bilas Mitzvah Perish, there's a shailim pshat in Gemara, it's not negei la'halacha, if Rav and Shmuel was only saying it l'gabe, etinoike she'giyuz man aliris, v'ros, v'loirasa, me'nechnech she'giyuz man aliris, I mean, v'rosa, but not by a begeris. Well, there you have a laila rishayna, and Rav and Shmuel are saying, no, we only have Bayil Bilas Mitzvah Perish. And the Rambam is mashma that way in Perek Hey. But the Yerushalmi is pretty clear. It's even by Tinaike Shulaygi is Manaliris. And the Rambam says that also Mefurish in Perek Yit Aleph that way. And the Rif brings down the Yerushalmi. So Kamer Yishayim learn Rav and Shmuel also mean that. Bael Bilas Mitzvah Perish going on all the cases. And even if you learn that the Rif and the Rambam hold that Rav was going on the case of Tinaike Shulaygi is Manaliris for Asa. But there's an extra chumra that was given by the Yerushalmi, perhaps even by Berachim Shlakish and the Bavli, that in all cases, even Tanaka Shalayigi is Manaliris, that there's a din of Baal Bilas Mitzvah Parish. Now in the gedder of the chumra, l'chayr we find three mahalchim. We find the Baal Nefesh L'Raivin and the Seifi Reim that says that Dam Basulim Gufa is like Dam Nidus. And the Levush also says it in his first time. And then you wouldn't have a kasha of Taylor B'maka. We find Makairis that the Pshat is Dam Mechayshish V'Nidus, not because of the Dam Besulim, but Be'etz Mechayshish V'Nidus. Because the Bia will cause Nidus, Al Stam Chimud, like the Eshkol says, the Tshuvas Gainim say, because of the Chachol of the Bia, is Yerushalmi, which is Mashpin, the Dam Besulim. Gufa has a school to bring out Dam Nidus. But with Stam Mechayshish V'Dam Nidus, then you also wouldn't have a kasha of Taylor B'maka. But then you have the Rosh and the Rajba, which the Beis Yosef bring, which Rav Feist can work with, that asks the Kash of Taylor B'maka. So Mashman together, Adavar is that we're not Taylor B'maka, we're Cheshish, that is dam nidase, even though there's a makom. Why aren't we tell of a makom? The Rabban and Hilchas Nidah, the Rabban says, from here we see that you never tell of a makom, only legabe reyidam achmas tashmish. And the Rajma Gufa sounds a little bit that way in the Chuvas in the second Teretz, that he says that only when it's, if it would ask him, oilam, then we tell of a makom. If it's only Lashah, we're not tell of a makom. So how come by a makom, Iveris, we tell of a makom? So the Sidri says, a koshay makom chani. Besulam is a different gather, Besulam is always Lashah, so therefore they weren't tell of a makom. And the Rajba has another teretz because we're afraid of Shmuel, which is the Chayrish Shver. We ask two kashas on it. One kasha is Shmuel's not Shkiach, and the other kasha is, if that's the reason why you're not Teilu B'Makkah, it doesn't seem logical at all that if you don't find the Dam, you have to be Chayrish's Dam and Asim. Manav Shach, if you're Chayrish's Shmuel, so that's why there's no Dam. And if you say Shmuel's not Shkiach, so then be Teilu B'Makkah. And the Rosh says a time, which is also not clear, because we give all the Nashim the din of a Begeri Shirasa. But it's unclear why Begeri Shirasa aren't you Teilu B'Makkah. Unless you say like the Rishonim that Begeris doesn't have a Tainus Domim anymore, Begeris doesn't necessarily have Dam Besulim, but the Rosh himself seems to hold that Begeris does have Dam Besulim, has to have Tainus Besulim, but Tainus Domim. And the Sujetariah blives Shver. And we said, about the Shulchan's Kasha is, if the Yisayda Dover is, that you're not Teilu B'Makkah, because the Chayishu said the dam didn't come from a makkah, so when you don't find the dam, why should it be aser? If there's no makkah, so mitzvah there's no dam. Why would you think there's dam here? You didn't find any dam. So I tell you, if the pshat that you're not tell of a makkah is be'etzim, it could be that's because the Chayishu were a teruvus of dam nidus. We know there's dam makkah here, but the Chayishu is also dam nidus. So well, if you didn't find any dam, but we know there's dam here, because all basulas have dam. The Chayishu is also dam nidus. So Mamela, that's why Yechayishu says Kipo Shech Vazerim. But if you go with the Yisayin, that Lav Dafkid is a Makkah here because of Shmuel, or because of the Begeris, Lav Dafkid is a Makkah, so then it's a Chayiv very Shver to also say that even if you don't find any Dam, you have to be Chayishish for Dam Besulim, because I've added it was Dam, Kipo Shech Vazerim, and then say that then it's Dam Makkah, but who says it's a Makkah there? The Chayiv, that sounds like a Tarti de Sashi.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.